This is Burning Skies.
Yes, this should really shock the Storm Titan this time. I think this is my best fire invention yet. Ooh, I should test it. Henchman 37!
You called for me? Oh, great ass, what the hell is that?
Don't be snarky with me, 37, or I'll make you the test subject. And it's my latest invention for the city, the Obliterator. It shoots a flame laser.
Alright, sorry. So, this fire laser, what does it do?
I'll show you. I need to test it anyway. Bring out my testing dummy.
The Scarecrow or the one that looks like the Storm Titan?
Grab the dummy of the dummy if you would.
Of course. Alright, your villainousness. Far away.
With pleasure. Take this, you numbskull of a hero. Oh, could definitely do with some more flair, but I think the sheer efficiency of the weapon is certainly undeniable.
Yeah, I don't think you could have shattered that dummy any more than you did right there. Also, why do you have so many of the dummies that look like the Storm Titan? There has to be at least a couple dozen in there.
What part of Arch Nemesis don't you understand? Besides, it's quite therapeutic blasting them to pieces repeatedly. Excellent for my villainous focus and drive.
Of course. Whatever you say. Oh, we'll say that the designs are quite impeccable on these dummies, though. You really captured his
authenticity feet. Is important with these things. Now, cease thy dilly-dallying and let us depart. Soon, the Storm Titan shall be caught and within my grasp.
Actually, I was about to clock out, so...
Shut up and wheel over the Obliterator. We're heading to the ambush site in 15 minutes.
Alright.
You wicked scoundrel! You'll never get away with this!
Nonsense. I already have. Soon the Maw in the Sky will devour us all, and there's nothing you can do about it.
For the honor of my fallen ice cream brethren, I shall... Dang it, they're melting already. Now we'll never know the end of the great ice cream empire. The storyline was kind of falling apart anyways. No big loss.
As the prophecy foretold.
That's pretty... I gotta get this more often. Whew.
Bit of a slow day for hero work, I suppose. I haven't seen any signs of smoke or screams of distress, even from up here.
I wonder what the Archness is up to. Gosh, I hope I didn't punch them too hard last time. Maybe they're still out of commission?
No. They're too tough for that. I'm sure they're fine.
Should I apologize somehow?
Can I do that?
I mean, they were in the process of trying to set the fire station on fire. Delicious irony, if I'm remembering correctly. And wow, they looked menacing, silhouetted against the flames. But, I mean, it still had to have hurt, right? What even is a fruit basket? Would they want one? Siri, what is a fruit basket, and why would I want one?
You know, this used to be a really nice meadow out in the woods. Then some rich jerks cleared it all out and turned it into this stupid parking garage. Which then got destroyed in a super fight almost immediately. I'm gonna enjoy blowing this one up.
A meadow, huh? Sounds fun. Not as fun as explosions, but still nice. Hey, do you know where backup generator number 3 is? It's not beside backups 4 or 5 in the truck.
Oh, sorry, boss. Pretty sure that's with that, actually. It wouldn't turn on for anything. But, I mean, you've already got 5 spares. What's one missing?
What's one missing? 37. This needs to be absolutely perfect, or we risk complete and utter failure. I don't know what it is about this ignominious hero, the Storm Titan, my powerful arch nemesis, but they have this absurd capability to wreck anything and everything I set up to counter them. and I don't think they're even aware of it. It's infuriating.
Have you considered that complicating things further might make that worse?
No, but I've already made 3 obliterators, so we're in too deep now. 2 bank heists, a solid month of planning, and enough coffee to drown a schoolyard all went into this endeavor, so we are not failing because we're lacking the 3rd backup generator. Luckily, I had a backup generator for it in the extra truck, so we should be fine. The alarm? No, he can't be here. We haven't even set up the trap, much less the bait. This place has been abandoned for years. It must be some idiots looking for kicks. 37, please go take care of them.
Oh, happily, your villainousness.
Why do they make all this tech so heavy? It'd be nice to have someone with super strength around to help, but no. I need to destroy them with lasers because they keep foiling my plans to burn everything down. Quite a predicament, really. Number 37, what's taking you so long? We have work to do. Stop playing with those peasants.
Poetic, isn't it?
What? Who are you? Where's number 37?
You destroyed my beautiful baby car. Now we meet again in this graveyard of automobiles. You got an eye for drama now, don't you? As do I.
Beautiful baby car? Are you the crazy pedestrian whose car I blew up the other day? What are you doing here? Have you lost your mind? I'll fry you to a crisp for beating up my henchmen.
Alas, I was. But that pitiful pedestrian is no more. I have been reborn from the ashes of calamity. I'm now Bullyapop. And I've come to get my revenge, the arsonist.
Bullyapop. Bullyapop? Bubble Pop? What kind of dimwit are you calling yourself Bubble Pop and trying to be all scary? You'll be a fantastic warm-up before I take care of the Storm Titan.
As you can see, I've aptly named myself a wall of bubbles, and your great attack is deflected perfectly.
Bubbles, huh? Okay, I not the explosives.
Oh, shit.
I totally jinxed it, didn't I? Raindrops, gonna be happy with one peaceful day, could you, Titan? No, I had to piss off the fates of irony and the horoscopes. Now I gotta make sure we don't recreate the Great Chuck of Fire. We're not actually have water powers. The storm power my name just sounds cool. Can I start running around with water balloons? Those break like really easily. Wow. Okay, they did a number on this place. That's Marsh Nemesis, I suppose. Burning bridge in their wake. Yikes. Hang on, is someone else in there? Incoming! For the record, that hole in the ceiling was already there. I did not make that.
Storm Titan, you're late, you drongo.
Guess I missed the gilded invitation. Holy crud, 37, what happened here? You look awful. I mean, more than usual.
Some crazy dude in an even brighter outfit than yours lodged in here and started saying something about avenging their beautiful baby. And they crushed me with bubbles of all things.
Okay, that's weirder than I'm used to, and I fought a villain using seaweed once. But alrighty then. Hang on, let me get you up. Okay, get the heck out of here, 37. This is way above your pay grade.
Actually, it's definitely not. I'll get paid really well, but I'll will flee for my life.
Oh, they're totally getting paid more with the pension the city gives me. Gosh, crime totally pays. I should, steal a diamond or something. There's so many. What was I doing? Right, Billy on fire. On my way.
I must say, you prepared quite arduously for a battle here, arsonist. I'm impressed by your foresight.
You delusional dimwit! None of this is for you! You're ruining my fight with my arch nemesis! Leave immediately or suffer my wrath!
Ah yes, the Storm Titan. Useless though they may be, we are united in cause against you.
I doubt they even remember you out of the dozens they saved, much less choosing to work with you.
Found y'all, finally. I went through 2 closets. And I hate to agree with my arch nemesis here, but
Who are you? Oh, great bubble user? My memory isn't great.
Oh, yes. Speak of the devil and they shall appear. I am one who has suffered in the wake of your failures and been forced to fix matters in my own way. I am the creation of your negligence, the fulmination of your mistakes, risen to majestic prominence for the sake of this city.
He's the guy whose car I blew up 2 weeks ago.
Oh, right. Sorry I couldn't stop that. Really, I am. But how are you now a superhero exactly?
Do you want me to monologue? Are you asking me to do that right now? I don't have anything prepared, but I can certainly try.
I mean, it's your first appearance, and I've seen other heroes monologue, and they're usually quite informative to hear, so yeah, go ahead.
A quick one, Law, please. We are still in our burning building at the moment.
Of course. Well, let's see. You both witnessed the death of my beautiful baby.
Your car?
Yes, exactly. A traumatizing experience for anyone. Well, you see, I've always had these bubble powers of mine, but I clearly didn't feel the need to truly push them to their full capabilities. After I heard the explosion of my beautiful baby car...
That explosion really hurt, actually. I was thrown like 12 feet.
Would you please let me finish my monologue? Are we good? Any more interruptions? No? Excellent. Now, as I was saying... You know what? Never mind. I'll just crush you here and now.
Ah! B+ for effort, bubble wrap. But my actual arch nemesis has arrived, and I now have no reason to hold back. Obliterators, rise!
Okay, I go left, you go right, we'll pincer them nice and simple.
I do not need, nor do I want your help. Stay out of my way if you know what's good for you, Storm Titan.
You're clearly a slow learner. Fire again!
Ooh, I may be a slow learner, but the same trick won't work on me twice, villain.
This is quite more than a mere trick, friend. You got in my way and brazenly interfered with my fantastically planned battle, and for that, you will pay dearly. Obliterators, full auto fire!
Ooh, spooky fire. Bring it on, you hack! Bubble Blizzard Barrage!
All this for me, Artist? Ah, you shouldn't have. These are top quality lasers. Did you make these yourself? Look at how shiny the exterior is. Fire, man. They went through like three walls. I'm quite impressed.
Only the best for my arch nemesis. And I've got plenty more where that came from. Your remains shall sprinkle the earth tonight, I'm afraid.
Ooh, I got chills down my spine from that one. That was a pretty good threat. I have to add that to the quote book alongside, your bones shall warm the dirt.
Don't you die, ignore me.
Holy. Hey, we're bantering here. You know how to banter, right?
You are beneath me. You have always been beneath me.
Hey, that's enough. You've got them. They're down. You're done. Let it go. The police can handle them from here. We won.
I surrender. You win. I'll go peacefully.
I don't think you properly understand me. I'm here to finish the job. You aren't leaving this building, arsonist.
They're under the law's jurisdiction right now, Booyah Pop. You will lay another hand on them, and I'll punch you so hard you'll feel your ribs in your throat.
Tie me! Why do you care? They're a villain, a danger to society. A threat to the general populace we're better off without. I'd be doing the people a service.
So you think that gives you clear cause to murder them? Just cold blood kill someone who's already surrendered? Well, villain or not, mistakes and crimes or not, they're still a person worthy of respect.
You're a fraud and a phony. You've never deserved the title of hero. You've coasted on by the idiocy of the fools who can't see you for what you really are. And I shall be your demise.
I don't care.
Titan, stop. We need to go. Everything's collapsing.
I will take you down with me, you cowards!
Oh, holy flames above and below! Titan! You still alive? Titan, you idiot, where are you? Bright blue, bright blue. He's not stealthy, come on! Oh, thank embers you're not dead. Come here, you big dunce. Ugh! Come on, why are you so heavy? Let's see, where's... Yep, there they are. I'd know that extremely punchable face anywhere. And stay down, bully, ya pop. Okay, Titan, I'll cremate you another day properly. But right now, we need to get you somewhere safe. Here we go. Work with me here.
Hello? Is anyone in there? Call out if you can hear me.
Ugh, what? Where? Oh, those freaks, run away!
Sir, are you alright? Oh, a costume. Are you a superhero? Can you tell us what happened here?
I'm perfectly alright. Oh, we're to be after some rest. I am also a superhero, and was the victim of what happened here. The arsonist lured me here, courting an old grudge, and the Storm Titan worked with them to ambush me. He's a traitor and a coward, and I was nearly killed.
The Storm Titan? That's quite the claim, but we can absolutely look into that. And of course, this fire, clearly a mark of the arsonist. Would you mind coming with us to give your official statement at the station?
Of course. It is my responsibility as a hero of this fine city to make sure criminals are put behind bars.
And as we wait outside the burning building, clearly destruction from the arsonist, we await to see if our hero, the Storm Titan, has finally defeated them. Oh, here comes the officer and fireman now with... Hang on. Looks like it's not the Storm Titan. Sir, can you tell us what happened? Are you also a superhero? What happened to the Storm Titan? Are you his sidekick?
All right. That's enough. You can ask all your stuff later. Now get away from here. Come on, sir.
Down with the Storm Titan!
I should really just drop you here and now, Titan. Why am I doing this? You know what? I am gonna drop you here and you can fend for yourself. Or I'll just continue to drag you. Because I want to know your secret identity. Yeah, that's the perfect opportunity. I can't do that if you're dead in a parking garage, now can I? Come on, you. Your secret shall be mine. Okay, we should be good for now. I planned a half a dozen escape routes, and this was the best one. Tens of thousands of dollars down the drain for that fight. But I can always get more, I suppose. Now it's just me and my unconscious arch nemesis. This is fine. Just going to learn your secret identity. No biggie. Huge power play against you. All villains need to do it eventually. Your mask probably came off super easily. Oh, Embers, I hope you can breathe fine under that mask. There was a lot of smoke in that building. Shoot, one moment. Gade, my roommate is my arch-nemesis? What kind of a simpleton I that I can't even recognize my greatest enemy when they're passed out on the couch in our dorm room? What am I supposed to do with this information now? Do I kill him? I didn't want to kill him. I just dragged him out of the fire. For so long, we've been doing this song and dance of sorts. I caused trouble, stoked the flames of my ambition, and rained down hellfire upon hapless fools. And then you come to stop me, like clockwork, impeccably, every single time. Sometimes I'd have you right where I want you, ready to finish you off, and then you'd narrowly escape and throw everything off just like that. And yet, despite everything, you've always treated me well, as Cade and the Storm Titan. You never scorned my ideas or demeaned me, merely trying to redirect my energies. I've always respected that about you. You know that?
Yeah. What is that? Mom?
Oh, Embers. He's waking up. Put the mask back on.
Yeah. I don't want to go to soccer practice. I want to go bowling. What? Where am I? Arsonist! What? Why am I here? What did you do?
Everything's fine. You know, everything is perfectly fine.
What do you mean everything's fine? You're covered in soot. I mean, the soot. I'm covered in soot. Heck, even my mask is a jar. What the heck happened?
Where'd Boulder Prop go?
Oh, nice name there. Very clever. And worry not. I left that dullard back in the burning building. We're safe here. Had to drag you out of there, though. Bulky park porn kamikazed an avalanche of those bubbles, and it took you both out.
I feel like I should be upset that you left someone in a burning building. But they also tried to kill you. So you know what? It kind of evens out. You're okay, right? Nothing too broken?
Primarily hale and healthy. I managed to get you out of there just fine, didn't I? And thank you for saving me from that cretin in there.
Of course. They were extremely out of line there. I wasn't gonna let them mess with you. And hey, you paid me back by getting me out of that mess, so I'd say we're even.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we're even.
Oh, just a moment. That's my PR manager. Please, don't disappear. I want to talk to you more after this call.
Oh, can do if you so wish. I guess I'll check the news, see what they've got for today's incident report.
Hey, Mac, how's...
Wait.
No, but that... That's not... Okay, I understand. Yes, thank you, Mac. You're the best.
How did you get away with your life from one of the arsonist attacks?
You may want to come see this.
My name is Boya Bob, and I am a new superhero dedicated to stopping the arsonist in her tracks. She has prevailed so long solely due to the Stone Titan's incompetence on the matter, and I plan to change that.
Interesting you think that. Are you helping the Storm Titan with better battle plans, or being a step-in until he arrives? Has our powerful Storm Titan hero finally picked up his new sidekick?
Sidekick? I wouldn't work for that idiot for any amount of money. I work alone, and today the Storm Titan demonstrated exactly why that's the most effective way.
Now that's hard to believe. The Storm Titan is the most basic type of hero. No offense to them, and they've been around for a good bit now. Pardon me to say, but what you've stated is a bit shocking.
You may doubt my word, but I saw it myself, even felt it as he used his super strength to stop me from defeating the arsonist. You'll even find that they have disappeared together, escaping away after that fight. Typical from that fire lady. But it's clear that the Storm Titan is turning villain if he's stopping us other heroes from defeating a high-up villain that has caused the city so much destruction.
Well, thank you, Boya Pop, for giving us the story. We're grateful to have another hero in this city, and it seems like it might be perfect timing, too. Now, back to you, Sam.
The Blunderpants is dragging our names to the mud. They couldn't be more of a sleazeball if they tried.
It'd be almost impressive if it wasn't so irritating. I mean, my name can take it just fine. In fact, it's merely more fuel for my blaze. But I've seen how fragile your hero's reputations are. You'll need to tread lightly moving forward, Storm Titan. However, calling me Fire Lady, I'll make sure to roast his ass later.
I don't really care about my reputation, to be honest. As long as it doesn't stop me from helping people. But I can't stand it someone pulls this kind of foul play. It's disorganized and messy, and a lot of people end up getting hurt.
I should have known someone who shows up to every fight with a truly impressive bedhead wouldn't care much about the media appearance.
Hey, you know my classes are in the afternoon. Don't think I forgot about the time you showed up to a fight missing a shoe.
Revolution waits for no one, my arch-nemesis. You know this.
Yeah, I do. Well, hey, I'm glad we both made it out of there just fine. Sorry I couldn't properly trigger your ambush. It looks quite well made and very lethal. I'll see about it next time, though, alright?
Of course, but I might pull back a bit on all the lasers and whatnot. A couple of tense moments back there, but I will get you with one of my lasers eventually.
Ha! Wouldn't expect anything less, but tone it down a bit, eh? I appreciate that. Makes my life easier. Okay, well, I'm going to head back to headquarters and rest up. See you later, arsonist.
See you later, sounds good. Stay safe out there.
Stay safe? Who are you, and what have you done with my arch-nemesis?
Oh, for flame's sake, get out of here already!
Rest assured, the culprits of today's incidents and the dozens of crimes that have occurred over the last couple months shall be brought to justice. The arsonist, the expected and infamous villain, using their experience and knowledge for their own gain, while the Storm Titan does even greater damage through a lack of capability. When someone has failed this many times to get a job done right, you cannot allow them to continue stumbling along this path. Believe me, I have only respect for the Worm Titan. Apologies, Storm Titan. But it needs to be recognized, they've allowed far more evil in this city than the arsonist has ever caused. And I am here today to raise us all back from the dust to a brighter, freer future. Trust in me and know that I will do absolutely everything in my power to keep the city safe. That is all.